ज्ञानतिमरन्दस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकरामयं जगति स्वावरण्यं अरदनस्त्रिनन्दं दैवदं यचे पुनः पुनः श्रीमरूपपदाम्बुजो दुलिस्यां जन्म जन्मनि जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर वासुदेव गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे हरे पञ्चकल्पतृभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुवेव च पतितानं भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः So I was born in the darkest of ignorance with my eyes closed shut, but my spiritual master has opened my eyes with the torchlight of transcendental knowledge. Therefore, I offer my humble obeisances, his lotus feet. Aha Prabhu Nitananda, Premananda Sukhi, Kripa Bolo Kanakoro, Ami Barudukhi. Aha Prabhu Nitananda, Premananda Sukhi. We know Sukh means happiness. So Nityananda, Nitya means eternal. And Ananda we know bliss. Eternally blissful. Premananda Sukhi. We were very happy in Kumbh Mela this year. We ran into a very nice devotee and his name is Premananda Sukhi. It was so wonderful to find a devotee with this name, Premananda Sukhi. Nityananda, he's always absorbed in bliss. Premananda Sukhi. Kripa bolo kana koro, ami baro dukhi. I myself, I'm not in bliss, I'm in most distress. I'm trying to enjoy in this material world and becoming frustrated in so many ways. So kripa bolo kana koro, you just kindly put a little glance from the corner of your eye on me, because you're always happy, I'm very, very unhappy, so please kindly glance upon me. Nitai pada kamala koti chandra shushitala ye chayaya jurata juraya. Kamala means lotus. Nitai pada kamala, we know pada by now, feet. Pada kamala, nitai pada kamala koti chandra shushitala. Koti means 10 million, 1 crore. They're more cooling than 10 million moons. We're burning in this ocean of material existence. Our heart is on fire with lust, greed, anger. We're just burning in material existence. But Lord Nityananda's lotus feet, they're more cooling than 10 million moons. Because the moonlight is very, very soothing and cooling. Except for this season right now, the sunlight we don't appreciate so much, but this season we're appreciating like anything. But ordinarily we run as soon as sun will come, most of the year. But moon comes, it is very pleasant. In fact, sometime if you ever do Govardhan Prakrama at night, you just notice one thing. That where the sand is in the shade of the tree, you'll feel with your feet. You concentrate sometimes if you do night moonlight prakrama of Govardhan. You'll see the sand that's in the shade, not getting the moonlight. You can feel in your feet is very warm. I don't know if anybody's ever experienced. I showed this to one of our. We have one godbrother Gyandas who was part of the Bhaktivedanta Institute. So he was a scientist. So I showed him. You can see. You just concentrate. When we were walking in the shade, the sand was very warm. And we were walking in the sand that was in the moonlight, it was very cool. You can feel it with your feet. Next time you try, you see. Now, the sand that's in the shade, it was shaded from the sun all day. So why should it be warm? It should be nice and cool. And the sun that, and the sand that's not in the shade, that was in the sun all day. It should be nice and warm. But the moonlight is so cooling, that sand that's getting the moonlight is very cool, and that sand in the shade is very warm. You try it out next time you do Govardhan Prakrama. So Lord Nityananda's lotus feet, they're more cooling than millions of moons. We're just praying for that. Ye chaya. Chaya means shade. We want to get that shade of Lord Nityananda. We're burning, our hearts are burning with lust, anger, greed in this material world. We're just hankering for the shade of Lord Nityananda. So today is supposed to be the 13th day of the moon, but actually it's the 14th today. It's Chaturdasi. Because tittis are funny things. They're not like days. Days are exactly 24 hours. But tittis mark the difference every time. I believe it's 12 degrees. The sun and the moon move 12 degrees apart. That's one titti. Now, you may have noticed that sun and moon don't move together very regularly. So sometimes tittis are short, sometimes they're long. So somewhere Triadasi ended before sunrise this morning. So today is Chaturdasi. But ordinarily it should be day after Dwadasi, Braha Dwadasi, should be the 13th day of the month of Magh. And somewhere it disappeared, so it's 14th day. But according to Hari Bhakti Vilas, when the tithi disappears like that, we should celebrate on the next day. So it is, we're celebrating this wonderful Triadasi on the 14th day, Nityananda Triadasi. And we're sitting in the most auspicious dham of Sri Vrindavan Dham. I was just remembering when I was bathing this morning, there's one verse, Dwar Dwar Haridwar, that Vrindavan is such a auspicious place. I can't remember, there's a whole bunch of comparisons that people like to go to Haridwar, but here in Vrindavan every door is Haridwar. Dwar Dwar Haridwar. In fact, the only thing you gain by visiting any other tirth is the trouble you took to go there. Everything is here in Braj. So we're sitting in that very wonderful Braj. What's so special about Braj? Because we were just traveling in Australia. We saw so many beautiful forests in Australia. We went to Bali. Very beautiful. And here hardly we see any forests left. What's so special about this forest of Vrindavan? Is here the pastimes of Radha and Krishna are going on daily. Especially for those who have the eyes to see, they can see the pastimes of Radha and Krishna are going on, even now, eternally taking place. This is such a holy place. This is such a holy place. Even Krishna was eating the dust of this place. You won't read about any other tirth where Lord was eating the dust of that place. Only Vrindavan, only Braj. We're sitting in that Braj, and where in Braj? We're sitting in Vrindavan town, where the Rasleela took place. Because the forest, Prabhupada explains in the first canto as well as in Krishna book, that the forest of Vrindavan stretches from the town that is now known as Vrindavan, 24 miles up to Nandagam. It's a huge forest. But in that forest, this place has become known as Vrindavan. We hear Krishna's most famous Leela Rasleela happened. So we're sitting in that Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan, we're sitting in Raman Reti, the enjoyable sands where Krishna and Balaram and the cowherd boys were enjoying so many pastimes. And in that Raman Reti, we're sitting in this wonderful temple, Krishna Balaram temple. Everybody else has established Radha Krishna temple, but Prabhupada established Krishna Balaram temple. With Gornitai, Krishna Balaram, Radha Shyam Sundar. He specifically wanted to show to the world that this Chaitanya Nityananda, they're none different from Krishna and Balaram. Brijanda Nandana se jay sati suta hoilo se. That Brijanda Nandan Chamsundar, now he's become the son of Mother Sachi. He's Brijanda Nandan, the son of Nanda Maharaj, now he's become the son of Mother Sachi. Sachi Shuta Hoilo Se. Balaram Hoilo Nitai. That Balaram, whose partial expansion is holding up the entire universe, he has appeared as Lord Nityananda. Over 500 years ago on this holy day today. So we're sitting in that wonderful Krishna Balaram Mandir where Prabhupada wanted to show that this Gornitai, they're not different from Krishna and Balaram. And we're sitting here at the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. So everything is very auspicious. So Lord Nityananda appeared in a place called Raradesh. It's a place where the Ganges doesn't flow. Just like we were in just now in Kumbh Mela. It's the most amazing experience. We were camped on the bed of Ganga. In fact, there's nothing there except sand, sky, and sun. If you go to Kumbh Mela, nothing there. Sand, sky, and sun. And somehow or other, this huge city. At one point, it became the largest city on the planet. On 4th of February, it was the largest city on the planet. 40 million people came to take bath. And there's nothing there. Sky, sand, and sun. That's all. Between that, this huge tent city appeared. It's most amazing. And if you go to the Sangam, especially if you take a boat, we went by boat one day, and you can see Ganga's coming very golden color. And Jamuna's coming very deep bluish color. This year she was a little greenish. And Ganga's coming with great force. Jamuna's just rolling along very slowly. And suddenly they meet and you can see that greenish becoming a little golden. You can see the water mixing. They have a whole line of boats there. And you just see this amazing, your hair will stand on end. You see this huge river, Ganga, golden Ganga coming from the left side. And this beautiful bluish Jamuna, huge, enormous river. Somehow she's huge there. And they join together and flow off in a enormous river. Just as the energy at that place is so amazing. So Ganga is so auspicious. We were sitting and feeling so happy, sleeping on the bed of the Ganga every night. But Raradesh is that place where the Ganga doesn't flow. Most of Bengal, there's so many branches. We saw in Mayapur so many branches of Ganga. But Ganga doesn't flow in that place. Because Lord Nityananda, as we are hearing from Pajagoda, he's the most merciful. So he appeared in that place where they don't get the mercy of Ganga, Raradesh. And specifically, he appeared in Ekachakra Dham. Now, I was always wondering how this place got the name Ekachakra. And last night on Facebook, one of my godbrothers was explaining, Jai Vijay, that we remember in Mahabharat war, Bhishma took a vow that he will fight so fiercely against Arjuna that Krishna will have to take up weapon. He has promised not to take up weapon, but he'll have to take up weapon, otherwise Arjuna will die. So Bhishma Dev was fighting so furiously, finally Krishna picked up a chariot wheel and just like a lion rushes towards his prey, he rushed toward Bhishma Dev. Bhishma Dev immediately dropped all his weapons and prayed. And offered prayers to the Lord. He got the Lord to break his promise to save his devotee. Krishna has also promised that my devotee, actually he didn't promise, he told Arjuna, because everybody knows I break my promise all the time. He told Kaunteya Pratijani, oh Kaunte, you declare, because whatever my devotee will say, my devotee will, he's known as Sat, Sat Mukaritam. Whatever the devotee will say, that is truthful. that my devotee will not perish. So he got Krishna to break his own word to save his word to his devotee. So then when Bhishma surrendered, then Krishna took that chariot wheel and he tossed it in the air. And it flew all the way from Kurukshetra to Ekachakra Dham. And that's how this place became known as Ekachakra. In that Ekachakra Dham, there was a very wonderful Brahmin named Harai Pandit. It's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they're both born in Brahmin families. Just like we know that beautiful prayer. Actually, it's the first verse of Chaitanya Bhagavat. Ajana lambita bujo kanaka avadato sankirtanaya kapitaro kamalaya taksho vispambaro dvijabaro. Both of them are the best of the Brahmins. Lord Chaitanya, we know, he appeared as the son of Jagannath Mishra. Mishra is a Brahmin name. And Nitai, he appeared in as the son of Harai Pandit. Pandit means Brahmin. So there's a wonderful pundit named Harai who lived there in this Ekachakra Gram, and he had the most chaste wife named Padmavati. And they were known for their religiousness throughout the region of Ekachakra. And on this 13th day of the month of Magh, this whole Kumbh Mela is there because of Magh Mela is there every year, every 6 years, Ardhakum, like just now. And every 12 years then full Kumbh is there. So in this 13th day of the month of Magh, everywhere in Ekachakra there was peace. The wind was blowing very gently. There was no trouble in the air. And everyone was feeling very happy. Everyone became overwhelmed with happiness. And on this 13th day of the month of Magh, to Harai Pandit and Padmavati was born a very beautiful son, and they gave him the name Nityananda. And for short they call Nitai. Out of love we call Nitai. And everybody was amazed at the beauty of the child. He had beautiful lotus petal eyes. His anjanu lambita bujo. Buj we know means arms. And janu means knee. They stretched, his arms stretched up to the knee. This is considered a very, very auspicious. Ajana lambita. Lamba means long. They were stretching up to the knees. And so many wonderful symptoms of a great personality were there in his body. And from the appearance of Nitai in Ekachakra, all types of famine, drought, every type of difficult situation just disappeared. Everyone found that when after Nitai appeared in Ekachakra, there was no trouble whatsoever. And he showed himself very proficient in learning, especially in the scriptures. He was very learned in the scriptures. Because mostly young boys, they like to play and do all types of things. But Lord Nityananda, he loved to hear about the Lord and hear the instructions of the scriptures. And his play, as Prabhuji was mentioning, his play was very interesting. He would act, with his playmates, he would enact the pastimes of the Lord. One day, there the river Padma flows, so they went to the banks of the Padma. And young boy dressed up as a cow, Mother Earth, came there. And all the other devotees were lined up on the bank, just playing the parts of the demigods. And then a boy who was hidden, his voice called out, "Do not worry, I will appear soon in Gokul and relieve all of your troubles." This way, one day they enacted the wedding of Vasudeva and Devaki, with Kamsa threatening to kill Devaki, and Vasudeva somehow convincing him not to. Then they enacted the pastime where Narad Muni came. Narad Muni saw that somehow Vasudev, he had promised, he got his wife free from being killed by Kamsa by promising that whatever child is born I will bring to you, you can do whatever you like. So even Kamsa was moved by the piety, the faithfulness, the nobleness of Vasudev. How can somebody take his firstborn child? Firstborn child is very special. He knows Kamsa is going to kill him. How can he take him? Devaki's looking at him in the eyes, please don't go, but she knows her husband has to keep his word. He's so noble. Nobody, how can you keep a word in such a situation? He took that child. Even Kamsa was moved. Kamsa was moved. He said, actually, the voice said it was the eighth child. Atamalal Tera Ka. It's the eighth child. I don't have any fear of this one. You please take it back. Even Kamsa was moved. So then one boy played the part of Narad Muni, another played the part of Kamsa, and they went in the forest and they began to talk confidentially. And Narad Muni told Kamsa, have you heard? It's all over the internet. All the demigods are taking birth in the Bhoj of Vrishni and Jadav dynasties. Did you hear? Everybody's talking about it. And these demigods, they can't be trusted. The oracle said, the eighth child. But you don't know how these demigods chant. We chant, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. But maybe these demigods, they chant like this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So that first one could be the eighth also. Depending on where they start, anywhere they start, anyone could be the eighth. So anyone could be the eighth. In this way he turned, and then comes and consulted with all his ministers, and the ministers were all demons. By the association of Vasudev, he became a little moved. But by associating demons, he became demoniac, and he killed all of Vasudev and Devaki's children. Finally, they made a room, and they locked all the doors, just like the prison house of Kamsa. And one boy appeared, decorated with four arms. And suddenly he made those arms disappear, and they secretly carried him across the Padma River, pretending it to be Jamuna, and exchanged with the girl child in Nanda Baba's house. Everybody was amazed to see these pastimes of Lord Nityananda, how he learned all of these pastimes. And Lord Nitai just replied, these are all my activities. Another day, they made out of leaves a Kaliya snake out of different pointed leaves, just like this. And that began to play in the Padma River, and the cowherd boys came to the river and jumped, Lord Nityananda's companions, they jumped in the river, and suddenly everyone became unconscious. And Lord Nitai came, and he glanced over them and brought them back to life. And then he smashed that grass, bushy snake and chastised him and sent him out of the Padma. Another time one boy became Putana. Another boy climbed and pretended to drink milk from her breast and was killed. All these wonderful pastimes. This was when they were playing in the forest. They would come back every day and tell all their parents how they did all these wonderful pastimes. Even he began to display the pastimes of other avatars. He pretended to be Vaman Maharaj, and one boy played the part of Bali, and he cheated Bali and finally put his foot on his head. As he surrendered everything. He played the part of Lord Ramachandra. They took bushes and threw them into the river, pretending like they were throwing rocks. In this way, especially when Lord Nitai would play the part of Lakshman, he would become completely absorbed. So one time, in their play, one devotee, one boy playing the part of Ravan, said, "You rascal, Lakshman, now I will finish you." And he took a lotus flower and threw it at Lakshman. And Lakshman immediately fell to the ground unconscious. He just threw a lotus flower, immediately fell unconscious. And all the boys ran, they tried to revive Nitai, but he was completely senseless. Harai Pandit and Padmavati, they heard this. They ran to the spot and they fainted. All the village came and everybody was crying, "Oh, Nitai, 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 Nitai." Then suddenly one boy remembered, "Wait a minute. You remember, yesterday he told us tomorrow we'll play this pastime, and when I fall unconscious, one boy, the boy who's playing Hanuman, he has to go bring the herb from the mountain." "Oh, yes." So they immediately got the boy who was playing Hanuman Nitai was so absorbed in Lakshman's pastime that everybody saw him unconscious. They completely became absorbed in the bhav and they forgot his instructions. So that boy ran off. He brought back the whole hill, because Hanuman's a monkey. He doesn't know what is medicine and what is not medicine. So he just brought the whole, he ripped off the whole hill and brought it back. And one boy playing the physician put it in front of Nitai's nose, and suddenly Nitai revived, and the whole village revived. I said, "My boy, where did you learn these pastimes?" He said, "These are all my activities." Like this, they enjoyed their lives in Eka Chakra. One day, one ascetic came to Eka Chakra, who was moving from tirth to tirth. He came to Eka Chakra tirth. And I, Pandit, received him as his guest, and he stayed in the house for a few days. At the end of his visit, he told that, "I have one request." And Harai Pandit, being a very pious Brahmin, he said, "Melius, whatever you want, I will fulfill your desire." He said, "I am alone, traveling from place to place. I need a nice Brahmin companion to travel with me. Let me take your son, Nitai, with me." Harai Pandit felt like somebody had ripped out his heart. And he became confused, what to do? How can I give up? Because he would never go anywhere. When he would go to the fields, he would take Nitai. He would take a few steps and go to the fields. Then he would turn back and take Nitai with him. Wherever he went, he couldn't bear to see. If Nitai walked behind him, then he was always looking back to see if he was there. How could he live without Nitai? But on the other hand, a guest has offered, a Brahmin guest, a sadhu, and he has promised that sadhu a boon. So how can he go back? He didn't know what to do. And he remembered in the scriptures that Dhatarasa was put in the same position, and now I'm in the same position. What should I do? He immediately went into the house and he consulted with Padmavati. And the chaste Padmavati must bow before her husband and said, "Whatever you desire, that is my decision." So he came out, and with a great heavy heart, he placed the hand of Nitai in the hand of that sage, and handed him over to that sage. And when Nitai left with that Brahmin, Harai Pandit fainted and became senseless. For 3 months, he didn't eat anything, but instead of becoming sickly and emaciated, simply by his remembrance of the lotus feet of Lord Nitai, he maintained his life. With that saintly person, Nitai traveled to so many unlimited numbers of holy places. We started elaborating all the different places they went. We'll be here till noontime. Every single place they visited that we've ever heard of, and even places we've never heard of, still to hear of. At some point along the way, Nitai went on his own. And somewhere in South India, he visited a special place of Lord Shiva. And there Shiva and Parvati were doing their bhajan. And they recognized, this is our Lord Balaram. Immediately, Mother Parvati cooked And for several days, he remained with Shiva and Parvati. And nobody knows the deep discussions on Krishna Leela that passed there. At some point, he went to Badrikashram. He went all the way up past Badrikashram to Vyasa Gufa. Lord Vyasadeva, he also recognized, this is my Lord Balaram. He immediately entertained him in his kutir for a few days. This way they came here to Mathura, and Lord Nitai was in ecstasy, seeing Gokul and seeing so many places. And they traveled all over. At some point, Nitai on his own, he went to the western side of India. Somewhere, it doesn't say, it says somewhere in western India, he ran into Madhavendra Puri. And Madhavendra Puri is described as the trunk of the tree of Prem. As soon as they saw each other, their eyes filled with tears, their bodies began to shiver, their hair stood on end. They embraced each other. And Madhavendra Puri was there with all the disciples, ignoring all the disciples. They began to roll on the ground, bathing each other with their tears. They were just lost in ecstasy. And Lord Nitai says, now I have traveled to many holy places, but the benefit I have gotten today by seeing your lotus feet. Because he knew that Advaitacharya is the foremost disciple of Madhavendra Puri. Ishvar Puri and the others, they were amazed seeing these two, becoming conscious that they were there with all their disciples. They calmed themselves down. For many days they spent traveling together and discussing Krishna Katha. Nobody could understand the depth of their love for each other. Finally, at some point, Lord Nitai, he went north, we just talked about, and Madhavendra Puri went south. At some point, Nityananda Prabhu, he decided to go back to visit Mathura. And he saw Gokul. He was just lost in ecstasy, remembering their wonderful pastimes in Gokul. He found that deity of Madan Gopal and worshipped him with great love. He wandered throughout the different places. And he was in the mood of Balaram. Balaram means older brother. As Prabhuji was discussing, Nitai is elder than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Well, that's one thing we forgot. Back in Radha Desh, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born in Navadvip, then Lord Nitai roared such a roar that people lost their consciousness. And people began to think it is a thunderclap without any cloud. Others, no, it is the end of the universe. Another says, no, Lord Chaitanya has appeared in Navadvip, therefore Nitai is roaring in ecstasy. So he's the elder brother. So in Braj, elder brother means Dao. So you'll never hear anyone called Balaram. They say Daoji. Oh, Sri Daoji Maharaj ki. So he was wandering all over Braj, but he couldn't find Kaneya. Kaneya means little brother. He couldn't find his little brother, Kaneya. Finally, someone told him that Krishna is not in Vrindavan in Kali Yuga. He's gone to Navadvip, to Mayapur. So Nitai, he wandered here and there in Braj, waiting for when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will manifest himself and his Sankirtan pastimes. Gradually, Nitai learned that in Srivas Pandit's house, the Sankirtan pastimes are going on. So he thought, now is my time to join him. So he traveled all the way from Braj to Bengal. And he came to Navadvip and he stayed at the house of Nandanacharya. When you're in Mayapur and going toward the Hulur Ghat, the next place, right after our temple, there's a big prasad hall there. After that next place, Gaudiya Math, that is Nandanacharya's house. Goswami Math, I think they call it. So he went and stayed there. When all the devotees came to Mahaprabhu's house, Mahaprabhu told, "Last night I had a strange dream. One sadhu came, completely whitish in complexion, with a big brass earring in his ear on one side. And he was driving a huge chariot with a flag with a palm leaf sign on it. And he was very strong and powerful. And his eyes were rolling, very restless. And he stopped in front of my house. And he called out in a loud voice, 'Is this the place of Nimai Pandit? Is this the place of Nimai Pandit?'" Again and again he called out. Muradhari Gupta said, "I think the meaning of this dream is that some great personality has come to Navadvipa and says," Mahaprabhu says, "Yes, now you must find him out." And as Prabhu was saying, they've spent 12 hours looking, scouring the whole of Navadvipa, every place, every shelter, every bhajan kut, every place they could imagine, they scoured. Because Lord Chaitanya wanted to show that Lord Nityananda is very confidential. Only by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya we can understand Lord Nityananda. By the mercy of Lord Nityananda we can understand Lord Chaitanya. He's very confident. They returned at the end of the day after searching every place and every village of Navadvipa. They said, "We cannot find anyone. No great personality has come here." Lord Chaitanya said, "I will show you them." So that description we find is so beautiful from Krishnadas Kaviraj. If I try to summarize it or even speak it in my own Dinabandhu way, it won't do it justice. So I have that particular portion here written by Vrindavan Das Thakur. It's most amazing and relishable. Lord Chaitanya left his house. On the way, Lord Chaitanya called, "Murari, Murari, have you seen Avadhut Nityananda?" Saying this, he began to smile. "He's now staying at Nandanacharya's house. Come with me, we're going there. I'm telling you the truth." While walking, the Lord repeatedly chanted, "Hari, Hari, 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 Hari." His whole body shivered and his voice choked. 5 or 7 lines of tears flowed from his eyes. The lustrous golden Lord was unable to walk. Sometimes he leaped ahead up to 5 steps like a powerful lion. And sometimes he looked behind like a mad elephant. Out of ecstasy, the Lord would make a loud noise again and again, which was as grave as the noise of the cloud. In this way, Sri Gaurasundar finally reached the house of Nandanacharya along with his associates. Everyone saw a jewel-like personality sitting in the house of Nandanacharya. His effulgence was equal to that of millions of suns. He was sitting in his own mood, deeply absorbed in ecstatic meditation. He was smiling all the time. Aware that Lord Nityananda was in a deep trance of pure devotion, Lord Vishwambar and associates offered obeisances. Everyone stood aside with awe and reverence. No one said a word. They simply stared at him. Then Mahaprabhu Vishwambar came before Lord Nityananda, who at once understood that his beloved and worshipable Lord was present. The form of Vishwambar was as beautiful as that of a cupid. He wore an attractive dress and a flower garland. Sandalwood paste was smeared on his forehead. The luster of gold appeared most insignificant before the body of the Lord. Even the moon god hankers to see his enchanting face. The Lord's teeth resemble the set of pearls, and seeing his attractive hair, one becomes unconscious. Seeing his 2 broad pink eyes, one wonders, are there any more lotus flowers? His 2 long hands stretched up to his knees. Ajanalambita Budro. A fine, thin Brahmin head beautified his broad chest. His forehead was wonderfully decorated with marks of tilak. and his body looked enchanting even without ornaments. His fingernails defeat the beauty of millions of jewels. His attractive smile is nectar. Lord Visvambar stood in front of Lord Nityananda, who at once recognized the Lord of his heart. Lord Nityananda was stunned out of joy. He stared at Lord Visvambar without blinking his eyes. He desired to lick Visvambar with his tongue and drink his beauty through his eyes. Nityananda desired to embrace Visvambar with his hands and smelling with his nose. Lord Nityananda simply became stunned. Everyone was so astonished that he did not speak or move. Lord Gauranga, the life and soul of everyone, beheld the situation and began to invent ways to reveal Lord Nityananda. With a gesture, the Lord instructed Shivas to recite a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Understanding the Lord's intention, Shivas at once recited a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam glorifying Krishna's attractive form. Parhapitam nata vada vapu karneyo karnakaram bibradvasakarnika kapisam vajyanti jamalam ranrum vainu adara sudaya punyam gopa vrindar vrindaram yans vapadakramanam pravishad gita kirti. Wearing a peacock feather ornament upon his head, blue karnikara flowers on his ears, a yellow garment as brilliant as gold, and the Vaijanti garland, Lord Krishna exhibited his transcendental form as the greatest of dancers as he entered the forest of Vrindavan, beautifying it with the marks of his footprints. He filled the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips, and the cowherd boys sang his glories. 10:21:5. Hearing this verse, Lord Nityananda fell to the ground unconscious. Out of great ecstasy, Lord Nityananda remained inert as Lord Gauranga told Shivas to continue. Awakening after a short while, Lord Nityananda began to cry. Repeatedly hearing the verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Nityananda became maddened. He roared like a lion, and the sound shook the universe. He jumped in the air so forcefully that everyone thought his bones would break to pieces. What to speak of others, even Vaishnavas became afraid. They all prayed, "O Krishna, please save him. O Krishna, please save him." Lord Nityananda rolled on the ground and his whole body became wet with tears. Seeing the attractive form of Lord Visvambar, Lord Nityananda breathed heavily. Sometimes he would laugh loudly. Sometimes he felt great happiness within his heart. Sometimes he danced. Sometimes he clapped his hand. And sometimes he jumped forcefully. A gold and effulgence shone from the beautiful body of Lord Nityananda. Brightly shining ornaments decorated his charming bodily limbs. Yellow cloth adorned his waist, and he wore a turban decorated with champaka flowers on his head. Tinkling ankle bells sounded as he walked. Tears filled the deer-like eyes. His enchanting smile appeared as if lightning had fallen down on the earth. His captivating smile disturbed the chastity of women. His grave voice resembled the sound of a cloud. His roaring sound subdued the mad elephant in the form of Kali. He walked like an intoxicated elephant. Tears of love constantly flowed from his smiling face. Overflooded with love of Godhead, Lord Nityananda's body showed symptoms of ecstatic love, such as shivering, standing of hair on the end and perspiration. He held a golden stick in his hand as he defeated the pride of Kali. His lotus-like palms were simply wonderful. He was decorated with armlets, bangles, necklace, bracelets, and ankle bells. His two earrings were as bright as the sun. He rolled on the ground. Sometimes he stood up saying, "Please hold me." Then he would ask everyone, "Where is that cowherd boy Kanai?" Sometimes he uttered strange words, and sometimes he cried or laughed. Sometimes he asked for honey, and sometimes he praised his consort Revati. Sometimes he hopped. Sometimes he said one thing, the next moment something else. No one could understand what he said. The fragrance of his bodily limbs caused all young girls and married women to leave their houses without hesitation. Lord Nityananda fell on the ground to offer obeisances to Lord Visvambar and humbly offered prayers with his sweet words. Lord Nityananda fell at the feet of the Lord. Both of them tried to catch each other's lotus feet. Both the Lords embraced each other and cried. Lord Nityananda looked at Visvambara's face and smilingly said, "Where were you? I have searched the entire world but could not get any news of you. Finally, I have heard that the son of Nanda Maharaj is living at Navadvip in Godadesh, hiding his real identity. I have come here to catch this thief. Today I have caught you. How will you escape?" Saying this, Lord Nityananda began to laugh, cry, dance. Lord Gauranga also danced with Nityananda. Seeing Nityananda's ecstatic madness for Krishna, Gaurachandra cried along with all the Vaishnavas. The happiness of Nityananda increased without limit. Although everyone tried to pacify him, they were unable. When all the devotees failed to calm him, Visvambara personally embraced him. As soon as Visvambara embraced him, Lord Nityananda surrendered his life to Lord Visvambara and became still. Lord Nityananda offered his life to him, to whom it belongs, and thus remained inert on the lap of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Nityananda floated in the water of Lord Chaitanya's love, just as Lakshman lay on the lap of Lord Ramachandra, being hit by the Shakti weapon of Ravana. Lord Nityananda swooned, pierced by the arrows of love and affection for each other, like that of Ram and Lakshman. There is no other example of the affection seen between Gaurachandra and Nityananda except this. After a while, Lord Nityananda revived. All the devotees began to chant, "Hari Hari, Hari Hari, Hari Hari, Hari Hari." Seeing Lord Nityananda on the lap of Visvambara, Gadadhar smiled and thought, "This is contradictory. Lord Ananta always carries Visvambara in his lap. Today his pride has been smashed on the lap of the Lord." Gadadhar Pandit knows the influence of Lord Nityananda, and Nityananda knows the heart of Gadadhar. Seeing Lord Nityananda, the hearts of all the devotees filled with ecstasy. Nityananda and Gadadhar simply stared at one another without uttering a word. Tears incessantly flowed down from their eyes. Seeing each other stunned both of them. The tears from their eyes flooded the earth. Lord Visvambara said, "Today is a very auspicious day for me. I have seen with my own eyes pure devotional symptoms that are the essence of the four Vedas. This shivering, flowing of tears and loud shouting are not possible for anyone except for one who is empowered by the Lord. If one personally sees this pure devotional service, Krishna will never reject him. I am finally convinced that you are the full manifestation of the Lord's energy. By worshipping you, a living entity achieves devotion to Lord Krishna. You can purify the 14 worlds. Your qualities are inconceivable, unfathomable, and confidential. There is no one existing who can defy you. You are the form of love of Krishna, the treasury of devotional service. If anyone meets you even for a moment, he will be delivered, even if he committed millions of sins. I know Krishna has a desire to deliver me. That is why he brought you to me. By huge fortune, I have seen your lotus feet. By worshipping you, I will most and surely get the treasure of love of Krishna." Fully absorbed, the most enchanting Lord Gauranga restlessly offered prayers to Lord Nityananda. There were so many talks between Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. Most of them were done with gestures. Lord Chaitanya said, "I am afraid to ask. Where are you from?" The mentality of Nityananda was always very childish and overwhelmed with intense ecstasy. He spoke like a restless boy. Lord Nityananda knew the cause of the appearance of his Lord. He thus folded his hands and spoke very humbly. Hearing the words of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda felt shy. Therefore he began to reveal his real identity. Lord Nityananda said, "I have traveled to many holy places. I have also seen all the holy places where Krishna did his pastimes. I saw only the holy places, but could not find Krishna there. I have asked some exalted personality, 'Why do I see only thorns? The places of pastimes are all empty and covered. Can you tell me where Krishna went?' He told me that Krishna has gone to Bengal. Recently he was at Gaya, but now he has returned to Navadvip. I have heard that joyous Sankirtan of the holy names is being done in Nadia. Some people say that Lord Narayan has appeared there. I have also heard that Nadia is famous for the deliverance of the fallen souls. So being most sinful as I am, I have come here. In this way, Lord Chaitanya revealed the most confidential, the most merciful Lord Nityananda. So today is appearance day. This is actually the real appearance when Lord Chaitanya meets Lord Nityananda. So we tried to describe a little bit about the pastimes and glories of Lord Nityananda. Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Shushitala. We want to take shelter of those two lotus feet that are more coiling than millions of moons, because our hearts are all burning with the fire of lust, anger, and greed. Only Lord Nityananda can put out that burning fire in our hearts. So today we have this whole day dedicated to remembering the most merciful Lord Nityananda. Jai Nita! Jai Nita! Jai Nita! Jai Nita! Jai Nita!